Welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. I'm your host, Bob Furring, and my guest today is Linda Delaney, who is the president of the Garden Club here. Linda, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I understand that you were there at the founding of this club. Is that correct?
That's correct. I waited for somebody else to start the club for several years, and so I finally got a group of friends together that I knew were interested, and we started it 2 years ago, so we're just finishing our second year of the club being in existence.
Mm-hmm. And how many members have you attracted?
We have close to 100 members at this point.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, I think there was a real need.
How often do you meet?
We have one meeting typically here in the community facilities once a month with a speaker. And then as often as we can, we'll have a second meeting, which is typically an outing, either a visit to a member's home, you know, to see what they've done with their landscaping. Or, for example, coming up later this month, we have a visit to the Shields Date Garden, where we're going to get a guided tour and have lunch there. Mm-hmm. So it could be an outing like that. But it's always associated somehow with landscape or gardening.
I see. And I know that you've done some work with us getting soil analyzed here.
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
Well, that's our April meeting. This is our in-community topic. We have a speaker coming in. We've had a number of people come up and ask about the issues with soil here. You know, perhaps they came from a different region of the country, or they, even if you came from Orange County, not that far away, desert soil is very different. So people who were successful gardeners somewhere else are struggling here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, working through some people that we know, we ended up talking to a guy with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the local Indigo office. He works with all of the farms that are around here. And we told him we were looking for a speaker that could come in and talk about soils. And what we wanted to do was take some samples within the community, have them tested, and then have him come and speak to us with the results and explain to us, you know, what we needed to do so that our plants would thrive better.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We took a sample from phase one, a sample from phase two, and a sample from phase three, sent them off to a testing lab, got those results back, and the USDA guy now has those results, and he'll be coming into our April meeting to talk about what the results mean, interpreting them for us, what the difference might be between the different samples. So
mm-hmm.
maybe phase two is different than phase three.
Mm-hmm.
And then telling us what amendments we need to add to the soil to make it more compatible with the plants
yeah.
that we grow. So we're really excited about
that's great. And my gardener told me that before any of the houses were built, you know, the workers were parking their trucks on the lots and dumping their wastewater out. And so the soil typically is not good at all unless it's been amended.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do amend the soil. The question is, are we putting the right amendments in?
Yeah.
You know, sandy versus clay, how alkaline is it? Those kinds of things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're all looking forward to getting some answers.
Yeah. Does your club discuss plants or flowers that would tend to do better here than other areas?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, we had an expert from the Coachella Valley Water District come in and talk to us about drought-tolerant plants.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had lots of pictures and talked to us about different species that would do better here than others. We've done that before. We've probably time to do that again because that was our first year. But, I mean, I've been surprised at how many experts there are that are willing to come in
mm-hmm.
And give up an hour of their time to talk to us about issues associated with trying to grow plants here in the
yeah.
desert.
And, I mean, this is such a big community. Have you found that there are local residents who are knowledgeable in gardening, too?
Well, we have people who have been experienced. You know, our homes here, I guess the oldest ones are now something like 12 years old. So there have been people growing plants here. They may not know what to do, but they know what not to do. So, you know, so they share their experiences. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate to have a master gardener here in the community. She was a master gardener from a location where she was before she came here and then got recertified here. She's given us several talks on different topics that we wanted to have a speaker on. She gave a talk at the March meeting, in fact, on growing citrus. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of positive comments back from members on that one. So there are resources. You just have to reach out and, you know, find somebody.
Yeah. And I understand you've instituted a new program that you call Open Mic.
Yes. We really wanted to base the club on people sharing with each other. In fact, you know, our byline is let's grow together. So, but people tend to come into a meeting, they sit down, they listen to the speaker, you know, whatever announcements come afterwards, and then they get up and leave just because of the type of club it is. So we instituted a new feature in our program called Open Mic. And it's usually right after the speaker. People can stand up and either ask for help on an issue that they're currently having, or they can recommend a product or tool or methodology that they use that works for them. Mm-hmm. And then people pair up after that to get more information or to share, or if somebody has information they can give the person that was on the open mic, you know, they get together at that time. So that's trying to create more sharing within the club. And so far it's been successful.
That's great. Does the club meet every month throughout the year?
We only meet, we usually have a kickoff in October, which does not have a speaker. It's a welcome back. Here's the program for the year. And then we run through usually April or May, depending on how many people are left, mm-hmm. you know, after the April meeting.
I see.
So we're not currently running in the summer. There isn't any reason why we can't. We just need some members to step forward and decide to continue the club meetings in the summer. And, we, you know, when you're in a new club, it takes a while for people to feel engaged enough to do that. But there isn't any reason why we couldn't be year-round.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Did I miss any questions that occur to you?
I don't think so. I just like to tell people that, you know, we're a friendly group. We're all struggling with issues that we're having with gardening. There is a lot of information within our member community that can help. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, when you call a speaker and you say, you know, we have a club of 100 and we're going to have 60 to 70 turn out for a meeting, it's pretty easy to get people to come out. Mm-hmm. And so if people want to come in and they have a particular problem, they can host a meeting and we can help them find a speaker and set that up. So it's not, we're not a group of people who know everything. So we would like to have people join us who need help, and that way we can learn together.
That's great. And if people are interested, they can contact you how?
They can contact me. My information is in the view. Look under Desert Gardeners Club, and the information is in there, my phone number and email address, and the club's email address, and give me a call. You're welcome to come to one of our meetings and see if the club fits you, and then go further with us.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
And as always, I hope you enjoy the podcast. I would appreciate your comments and suggestions for both people I might interview and suggestions on how I might improve it. And so until next time, thank you for listening.